This is the Get Up Crew second date update on the 10s.
The new Hot 96.9.
So, Michael, I'm kind of like you. I'm not a fan of bad service either. I don't like a bad waitress.
What happened?
Well, I went out with this girl, Beth, and we grabbed some food in Somerville. We had this great night, but I haven't heard back from her yet. And the only thing I can think that really went wrong with the night was this waitress that we had to deal with. I mean, she was really treating us like crap. And she was really, I swear to God, kind of racist.
And didn't she work off tips and then she's going to be racist?
That was exactly the deal. We get out of there. We don't even wait on the food. We head across the street to another spot. Whatever, no big deal. Everything was fine with the date besides that. And I'm not sure. I want to know why I'm not getting a call back from her.
Well, Michael, don't worry about it. We're going to help you out, brother. We're going to get you some answers here, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak with Beth, please?
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth, good morning. This is Wiggy. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're from Hot 96.9.
Hey, Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
We are calling because we're trying to, Michael reached out to us, and we're trying to get him some help.
I'm at work, so, can this wait?
No, it really can't.
Damn. Yeah, is there any way we can
It'll only take a minute.
Any way we could talk to you, just for a minute.
Okay, let me sit outside 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, what is going on?
So we know about the little incident with the waitress maybe being a little racist towards him and everything, and he wants to know why you're not hitting him back.
Wait. He said the waitress is racist? I'm sorry, but this guy, he is delusional the entire night. He kept making everything into a racial issue, and, the waitress was racist, the police looked at him funny. I totally understand that, these things happen, but this guy is insane.
So you don't think there's any possibility that they could have been being racist towards him?
There would have been a possibility if he was black, but he's not. He's white.
What?
So, no.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
He's a white guy. He's white. He told me that his great-grandfather was black, which I think makes him, one-sixteenth black.
He looks white is what you're saying. So if he is black, it's way down in his family heritage.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, exactly. And the things that he was saying were insane. We had to leave the restaurant because he thought that waitress sat us in the back of the restaurant on purpose because he was black. I'm sorry, but this guy is psycho. He's psycho.
What is going on? Mm. All I can picture right now is Martin Lawrence's character in Boomerang. Yeah. It's racial, man. Racial.
Damn.
Wow.
Well,
Beth, we got Michael on the phone. Michael,
oh my God.
Explain to us what's going on here, man. What's good?
Beth, I mean, are you blind? I can't believe, were we at the same restaurant? It was the whole way this waitress was treating me all night long.
What are you talking about? There was nothing wrong with how she was talking to you or treating you. Everything was fine. You were looking for problems. I'm sorry, but if there was a racial issue, you would not be the one getting targeted. You are a white guy from Cambridge, so shut the
Oh, my God!
There's only one way to maybe get a little bit of some insight. If I were to ask you who you looked like, who would you say you looked like?
What do you mean, a celebrity?
Yeah, just a celebrity. If you could pick a celebrity that you might resemble, who would you say? I would say, LL Cool J. That's who I kind of resemble.
Oh, my God.
Except without the ball here.
You are delusional.
Hey, you don't think so?
You know, I have gotten Derek Jeter, especially. I have gotten that.
This is great.
No, not even. You're closer to Nick Jonas than you are to Derek Jeter.
Nick Jonas?
What?
No, I know. I am no Nick
this
Jonas.
This is awesome.
Can we all please be put out of our misery?
Okay, so Beth, would you want to go on a second date with Nick Jonas, Derek Jeter, look-alike Michael? We would pay for it.
No.
At least I know what's up. At least I know what's up with this, with Beth, you know?
Keep your head up there, Mike.
Yeah, right. Stay in the fight.
The Get Up Crew. On the all-new Hot 96.9.